darling. It gets better, but
nowadays. Yes.
I do not know if you can hear. Hello?
Yes?
I am so happy. You have come.
Yes, darling,
I have been waiting for it, you know.
Yes.
I have been waiting all this time for you to come and talk with me.
Yes.
I have looked forward for it, to it, you know. Hello, hello?
Hello, darling, I hear you.
I am so thrilled, you know.
Yes.
I cannot tell you what it means to me to be able to come and talk with you like this. I have missed it so much, you know.
Darling,
But I have been very close to you.
Yes, darling.
Very close. Every day, you know.
Yes.
Now, I am a little concerned for you, huh?
Yes, darling.
Because of the operation.
Yeah. Huh?
But you will be all right.
I hope so, darling.
Oh, don't worry.
All right.
You are going to be all right. It is nothing. It is, you know,
yeah.
Something that has to be done.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I am sure you will be much, much better.
Yeah.
After a matter of a few days. You won't feel nothing. It will be all right. Huh?
Okay,
oh, please don't worry about me.
Right.
You are worrying too much.
Yeah, darling, because...
That does not help you.
You see, for one thing, being alone, and another thing, never had an operation in your life. Those two things make you worry, you see.
I know, but you have been very fortunate, you know.
Yes.
And now it is something that happens to so many people, you know.
Yes, yes.
And now it is nothing now these days, you know.
No.
They do this operation.
Yeah.
And after a few days, you're all right.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, huh?
Thank you, darling.
Oh, yeah. I'm so, you know, I don't know how to put it in words, huh?
Mm.
I'm so excited, you know, when I have an opportunity to come and talk with you like this. But there's never a day that does not pass that I am not with you. Most of the time, you know?
Yes, I know.
Everything has been a little difficult for you this last year.
Yes.
But somehow you manage, huh?
Yes, sir.
What shall we talk about, huh? What shall we talk about, huh?
You tell me, darling, how things are shaping and trying to shape, how long I've got to be
here. I don't know.
You
always ask me how long you are going to be on your side, huh?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you.
No.
Because I don't know. But when it is very close, then I shall know.
Yeah.
But there is no sign, indication at the moment, you know? But you will be all right.
You will be all right. Yeah.
The time will come and I shall be there and we will be together again eventually.
Yes,
but at the moment, it is not possible. I don't know. I don't see any indication, you know, of you coming here as of the moment. You just have to accept the situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, in many ways you're very blessed. You know?
It won't take me long to find it.
Oh, you won't have to look for me. I should be there. What do you want? You won't have to find me. I should be right beside you when the time comes for you to come out of the body.
Yeah.
And it is all finished on your side. I will be there waiting for you to take you by the hand. You know that.
Yes.
Why do you say you find me? I don't think you'll have to look very far, because I'm there.
You know, Mickey was just talking with me and said, you know, you may pass out during the operation.
Well, I don't think so. I can't tell you whether you will do that, but it is possible. But I don't think that is going to happen. I think you have to go a little longer before you join me. I think you will manage a year. Oh, I should not say that. But I have a feeling about it.
Yeah.
That may be about 1 year. Now you have made me say it, you know, because I was not intending to make any comment. But I think possibly a year, year and a half perhaps. I don't think you will stay on your side a great deal longer.
Oh my goodness. You say a year, but in your dimension, time means nothing.
No, but I was not thinking of my time. I was thinking of your time.
I see.
I don't know. I should not tell you this, you know? But I have a feeling. I don't know how to put it, but I think somehow that things are beginning to happen with you. And I think you feel this too.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe a year, possibly two, but I don't know. But you know, this operation is not as bad as you might. Well, you should not worry about it.
I see.
But it is an inconvenience.
Yeah.
I wish I could explain things to you better than I do.
Yeah.
By the way, thank you for the roses.
Hmm?
Thank you for the roses.
Yeah.
The flowers.
Yes.
They're very beautiful. Yes. I see you when you go to the place to buy them this morning.
I see.
You were up very early as usual.
Yes, I ordered them yesterday and they came fresh from the country, you see.
What should we talk about, huh?
How are Sibyl and Peter?
As always, wonderful. Because that was the most exciting thing for me, to find them here. To know that they were here. You know, they are very young and beautiful.
Yes.
But then I am as young as them now.
Yes,
I look as young as them. When you come here,
yeah.
You will recognize me, of course, but you will be surprised, I think. But then again, you will look young, too.
Mm.
And you have my picture.
Yes.
It gives you some idea of what I look like, huh?
Yes, I know.
And the children.
And
we will all be together.
And I think Sibylla is just like your twin.
Well, in a way.
Yeah.
But there is a similarity. Oh, I don't know. I wish I could pick you up and carry you away.
Yeah,
but I have to wait, and you have to wait.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I should say this about time, but that is always difficult for me to talk about time, but I think the beginning now, too, I don't know, I think you feel this too, that this is the beginning of the physical, material end, you know?
Yeah.
But who's to say? Maybe you will be better, and
yeah.
You will be better for a time, I know, but the operation is not as bad as all that. It's not
dangerous.
Well, no, I don't think you could say it is dangerous. It is an operation that thousands and thousands of people have had, and very few people have died from it. But I don't think you should worry like you do.
No.
I think you do worry too much.
Yeah, because you have never had any trouble like this.
Well, that is also perhaps
you see?
Harder for you. But
yeah.
You, what about the women, huh? They have all manner of kind of things that have to be done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
when they are young.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is.
No.
No, you have been very fortunate. Huh?
Yeah.
And you must be happy.
That's what the doctor tells me. That you are lucky that at your age you have got it, but there are men 20 years younger than
of
you.
Of course.
Who get it. But,
this month
yes.
Is August?
August.
Well, time has flown. How did you manage in the winter? How did you manage in the winter? The winter.
Oh, the winter was very bad indeed.
I was concerned for you.
But fortunately, the apartment is nice and warm.
Nothing went wrong.
No, nothing went wrong.
Good.
It's very nice and warm.
And do you go for your walk, just
yes.
The same?
Yes.
I was with you many times.
Yes, I know every time.
When you walk along sometimes, yes. And sometimes you talk to me.
Yes.
And I listen. I know what you are thinking before you say it.
Yes.
You know it is not even necessary for you to speak loud, because I know your thoughts.
And
your thoughts and my thoughts are very much together.
Yes, and I often say to myself, aloud, I know you are with me.
I am there with you.
Yes.
Never far from you.
Yeah.
And whenever you send out your thought to me, I receive it immediately.
Mm.
And we are so much in tune, huh?
Yes, I know.
We are like one.
Yes.
We think together.
Yes.
And one day we shall be together.
Yes.
Well, we are together now.
Yes.
But it is harder for you because you do not see.
Yes.
And you do not necessarily hear,
that's right.
But you are conscious,
yes.
In a way, you know.
Yes.
But we are much more together than perhaps even you realize.
Yes.
And especially when you are peace or quiet, you know. Mm. And sometimes you listen to music, and I listen too.
Yes. Do you see your mama and Brenda
often? Oh, I see them very often, but I am not with them.
No.
But I see them.
Yeah.
I am with the children.
Yes.
But I also see mama and Brenda and other people we have known. But we are not necessarily together, you know. We are often together, but not permanent. You know, I think I'm learning better the English language.
Yes?
I think so. I concentrate on things. I'm learning all the time.
Yes.
All the time I'm learning many other things. Music,
yes.
I love. You like good music, too?
Yes, I do.
I listen sometimes. What do you think of Sibelius?
Oh, lovely.
You like Sibelius? Me too. I like Bohem very much.
I like Sibelius and Tchaikovsky.
Ah, I like Tchaikovsky too.
Lovely, yeah.
And, but I was listening with you recently to some music.
Yes.
It was by Sibelius.
Yes. And you know that musical medium, Rosemary Brown.
Ah, you have a music of it.
Yes.
The record, huh?
She has got many records made, and she has become very famous with it.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
I listen.
Yes.
When you sometimes play music.
Yes.
But sometimes it is on the radio.
Yes.
Radio.
Yes, huh? That's right.
I often wonder if you ever realize it sometimes when you are alone, how very near I am. I wish you could see me.
Yeah.
That would make me very happy.
Of course, I call for you every time I try to go to sleep. And I don't even do listen to me, I know. And what is my Peter doing?
He is with the younger people. He is teaching and helping the young children. They both are interested, of course, in the children.
Yes.
And they do a lot of work and help a lot of the young people, especially those who come over tragically.
Yes.
You know, there are many people who come here who are not ready. They are very young. And when there is a big tragedy in your world, like the boat people, you know, the Vietnam,
yes.
The young people, a lot of young people have been drowned. A lot of young people are in need of help, you know.
Yes, that's right.
You know, it is very tragic. When we look into your world, we are so unhappy for it. There is so much misery,
yes.
So much unhappiness everywhere. And there is so much going on among different nations, you know,
yeah.
Which is very bad. There is no peace anywhere.
No, there is so much uncertainty in life now.
There is so much going on, which
yes.
Many people don't even know about.
Yeah.
And it is very ugly and very sad, you know.
Yeah.
And it is so tragic for so many people.
Yeah.
At least you do have peace
yeah.
At home, you know.
Yeah.
I think it is very tragic. People don't know how terrible things are in your world as we see it. You know, sometimes when we come to your world, it is like as if we are in a dark. It is all very difficult to pierce the fog.
Yeah.
You know fog?
Yes,
like
right.
London used to have fog.
Yeah.
You remember the old days, fog?
Yes, that's right.
That is how the world, your world, seems to us. As if all around the world there is this darkness.
Yeah.
And yet here and there there is brightness where people, like you who know and understand these things, it is a lead, it is a help for us to reach you when you send out your thoughts and your love.
Yeah.
But so many people don't know about it. So many people dwell in darkness, mental darkness.
Yeah.
I don't know, we are very concerned about your world, you know. There's so much happening, and there's so much which can happen. We are very concerned about the world.
But I think the worst is yet to come.
Oh, there is no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I think it will be much kinder for you to come here soon.
People complain about the last winter, but I think the winters to come will be worse than...
Oh, I think there are many things that can happen. So much is going to happen.
Oh,
I think
yes.
It cannot be avoided.
Yeah.
You know, if people sow seeds, then sooner or later they will blossom into something It can be good if the seeds are good, but it can be bad if the seeds are bad. And I think there are many evil, bad things thinking in your world by people in high places, you know.
Yeah.
And we are very much afraid for the world.
Yeah.
Ah, well, you will not be in it.
No, you will be here with me, out of it. Yes.
But this is something, you know, that has to happen in your world, I think.
Yeah.
You see, one generation sows seeds and the next generation reaps a harvest. And if the seeds are bad and the thoughts are bad and the actions that follow, then there are all sorts of unpleasant, unhappy things happen for man. Most things man brings on himself, you know.
Yes, I know.
There's no denying this. God does not interfere with man. And free will, man decides to do certain things and then eventually other people are caught up with it. Other people are suffering for the foolishness and stupidity of previous generations.
Yeah.
Everything that happens more or less in your world is what man has brought into being.
That is true.
And yet there is so much good in man. There is so much kindliness and consideration with many people. And there are many people who are not necessarily religious, who yet in their own way are very good people.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, it seems to me very tragic that much of the trouble in your world is due to religion.
You know?
Due to religion.
Religion, yes.
Well, I mean, you get different religious people, some beliefs,
religion,
and then they have no patience or love for each other.
Yes, religion and money and materialism.
Well, this is it, you see.
Yeah.
The world is beset by problems and troubles that man has brought upon himself. You know, it is only one thing that is important. And that is love.
Exactly.
Love such as you and I have together. If only your humanity could learn to love each other, irrespective, you know, of nationality or religious convictions. If only love would be allowed to hold sway, then there would be peace and quietude and love and harmony would reign. But man is full of hatred and malice and intolerance. It is all very tragic. We are very fortunate, my love, that you and I have this deep love. This is what makes all things possible that are good.
Yes.
For when the time comes for you to join me, then you will step out of that physical, material, worrying little body, you know, and you will be young again and full of life and vitality, and we shall be as happy as we were in the past, but more so, because we won't have the worries and the anxieties of material things. It will be wonderful. You and me and the children, here together, in a beautiful new way of life.
Yes.
I've everything ready for you.
Are they?
We have got everything all ready for you.
Oh, that's lovely.
All we do now is just wait. And when the time comes, well, we shall be there.
Yes.
Peter, Sivita, me, all of us.
That is lovely.
Don't worry. You're coming again to talk to me soon, huh?
Tomorrow.
I can't wait for tomorrow, but I will be here.
And
I have to go.
Yes.
But I wish I could come and give for you a big kiss.
And
but I love you.
And give my love to Sivita.
I will, and tomorrow we will
and
try again, huh?
Yes.
I have to go. Yes. All my love. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.
I say goodbye. I speak all the time now for you in English.
Of course,
goodbye. Yes. God bless you, darling.
Thank you, dear.
And you're coming tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. I'll see you tomorrow then.
Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, bye-bye, love. Well, she was marvellous today.
Oh, yes.
As good as I've ever heard her.
Oh, yes.
She was so, you know, really first class.
Yes.
She just went on and on, didn't she?
Yes.
Is August a special month for you?
Bye-bye.
Is August a special month?
But it's near her anniversary.
Oh, is it?
She passed away in July.
Oh, I see, and she made some reference about August. I wondered if, you know, if she...
Yeah.